This is TWiT.
So I read on your website that you sort of started with stereo tracks. And right. you're working in a digital audio workstation, basically a piece of software running on a computer called Nuendo from a company called right. Steinberg.
Yes, sir.
At least that's where you started, apparently.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that. I mean, why did you start with stereo tracks? You said in your website it said like right. up to 80 of them.
Yeah, it can be a lot. You hit a big point. First of all, you hit a point, and if you realize what we just said in the last 5 minutes, you'll understand. It's relaxational music. You know what comes from that? It comes from nature recordings, from instruments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what is one thing that you can pull out of that is space. You know, that idea of space. I mean, there's that concept of space music and all that. But anyway, that idea of atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And that space comes from at least a stereo spread, and it starts from a stereo spread. So you know you have a synthesizer. That synthesizer has two outs. Are you going to record one out? No, you're going to record the two outs. You're going to have it be stereo, right? Of course,
because the synthesizer actually can pan its sound between the two outputs. It's got a stereo output,
exactly.
It's creating already a stereo mix of itself.
Exactly, exactly. And then you go further. So now now you get into something which all of a sudden gets weirdly esoteric, and it's esoteric for no reason whatsoever. That idea of stereo recording, of putting a mic out. If you're recording a guitar, I will always put out two mics in what is called XY, which is in this fashion where it's like, and you're picking out the left from this side and the right from that side, and it's XY. But if I record a vocal, you know, everybody else will put a single mic out, you know, like you have that mic in front of you, right? I have a single mic in front of me. But if I'm recording a vocal, I will actually have a stereo mic out in front. Mm. And you go, why? Why would you have a stereo mic?
Because that's exactly the way I would do it. Yeah, I'd say why.
Why? Exactly. Why would you put a stereo? Because there is an actual natural spread. When you slight movements, echoes from the room, little things, it creates a spaciousness. When you're recording a guitar, if you're recording it with a single mic, you had that single mic pickup. If you're recording with stereo, all of a sudden that sound's picks up and widens out. And then,
well, that makes sense to me in the sense that for the guitar, that makes sense to me because the guitar is a fairly relatively big thing. And sound is not only coming out of the sound hole, but from the entire body of the guitar. So I see exactly why recording a guitar with an XY microphone, two microphones, would create a sense of space with that one instrument. And I guess the same, I can see how the same thing would be true with a voice. I mean, you've got the sound coming out of the mouth, and that's a fairly small area, but it spreads out quickly.
It does. And
it's affected by the head. We've talked about this on the show a number of times in terms of binaural recordings and head-related transfer functions and how the sound goes around the head. So the same thing could be true on the output as well as the input.
It's true, and it's really subtle, but it's there. And when you listen and you have a single mic, you know, it's like pinpoint. And you put the stereo and it spreads out. It's not like wild, of course, not unless you're the head shaker and all that stuff. But it's, which then you wouldn't want that. But anyway, so that stereo idea with the hardware sense, with the mics, with the nature recordings, which I actually do put nature recordings into the mixes, with everything, you know, there's this stereo spread. And I think that's one of the things why, you know, with getting into surround, one thing that might really interest you, Scott, and the listeners is the idea that I do not pan. At all.
Really?
No. There is no panning in my mixes whatsoever at all.
So in other words, each of the stereo tracks that we've been talking about, stereo mic on a guitar, stereo vocals, stereo synthesizer, those are all two channels, two audio channels and they're panned hard left and right and just leave it there?
You just leave it there. And the thing is, this is where you get into the idea of 80 tracks, because you have a lot of different things. I have things from different instruments coming in. And if you ask me, do I have a process? Do I have this grand scheme? The answer is hell no. It happens from intuition. I do everything from intuition. Mm. And, so you get all these different stereo tracks, which one thing will answer another, and you get all this counterpoint all over the place. And you end up with like so many counterpoints that when you put that over the surround mix, it's really intriguing and really interesting. And if I can continue one thing
please,
further, Scott,
please,
this
please.
Is the, you know, this is why I'm 4-time Grammy nominated. And this is what sets me apart from a lot of mixers. I know maybe 6 mixers in the world who mix the way I do. And so what everybody does is, you know, everybody goes left and right, and then maybe a little bit of center, and then, you know, and then maybe reverb in the rear, right? Mm-hmm. And to me, that is a complete and absolute waste. What I literally like go for it everywhere, all the way around. It's like I basically mix bold. You know, the rear speakers are going just as much as the front, because the information is moving around so much. It basically, you know, that idea of immersive, you are immersed. It puts you in the middle of a creation, you know, that is created for the medium, really.